Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to It's Happening with Snooki and Joey. Sorry we're a day late, but Joey just landed from Russia, and it just wasn't happening.
Yeah, just like a second ago, I just hit the ground running.
Yeah.
But we're here. We're here. Are you down the shore?
I'm down the shore, and we have a lot to catch up on. There was a lot going on that and then that I did. So, I mean, who's going to go first?
I think you should go first so I can catch my breath. But I know I want to hear about, are we going to start off with the VMA Awards I was invited to?
Well, the VMA Awards were last Monday, on Lorenzo's birthday, actually. But it was Monday, and I went. Actually, I invited my friend Adria.
You invited her drunk, and then she had to tell me. So, Joey, I did something. What? So I got drunk and invited Adria to VMA.
But thank God everything worked, because she was going to Russia anyway, so everything worked out. But the VMAs were awesome. We had horrible seats. I mean, I couldn't even see the people performing, but the performances were everything. My favorite was, what's her name? And Shawn Mendes.
Oh, my, Shawn Mendes is so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Camila Cabello.
It was such a good performance they did. But who did I see on red carpet? I saw Sebastian Maniscalco.
Did he say hello?
The host. No, I ended up saying hello, and he was like, oh, hey. So I was hoping he
posted a video of you. He posted a video of you today of you saying, hi, Sebastian, good luck.
No, he didn't. Camp.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He did. I saw.
What video?
There's a video of you saw on some camera. Like, I guess you were talking, and it was like showing him like leading up to like the VMAs. Like, I guess MTV put it together, and he posted it today. And it was, and there's a clip of you in it saying, I love you, Sebastian, kill it. I saw you in AC. You had the, you know, me and my husband loved your show, and like, you know, we want you to kill it.
Oh, well, he was actually under some backlash after the show.
Oh, drama.
Yeah, because, you know, he's like that comedian that says whatever. He doesn't give a fuck. And he was basically saying he's a little nervous on making his regular jokes because he didn't want to offend anyone. And everyone's so sensitive nowadays. So all the millennials and all the youngins were like really pissed off at him. Like, who the fuck are you to say that? Like, we're not sensitive. We just, you know, we stand up for what we believe in. But I guess the people of MTV, the MTV audience, wasn't liking it. So they were annoyed at that. And they were like, who's Sebastian Maniscalco anyway? And
oh my
all
God.
This shit, poor thing. But I loved him. And I thought he was great.
Him. Yeah.
I saw him on the carpet. I saw Shawn Mendes on the carpet.
Did he say hi?
No, because he like passed. I was like on the corner. And I was like, oh, my God. And Angelina was like, oh, my God, Nicole, go get a picture with me with him. I'm like, do not go up to him, Angelina. He's not even going to know who you are.
Oh, my God. She was dressed in a Halloween costume trying to be Kim Kardashian with that knockoff dress.
Wait. She did a live of her getting her makeup done, and her inspiration was Kim Kardashian.
I know.
I'm like, girl, calm down. yeah, so I went. Jenny went with her boyfriend, Zach.
She brings him everywhere like a little puppy dog.
Yeah, they're dating. And then Angelina was there with Chris, and Dina and Chris were there.
They had matching outfits. I was dying. They looked like
oh my God,
going
they
to...
looked so cute. I was like, you guys are going to get the best dressed couple because you're so freaking cute. Freaking Chris was wearing a black sequin blazer. I was dying.
And she had a little pantsuit on.
Yes,
it was
they looked so cute together. And then Lawrence was there in honor of Mike, which is crazy that he's not out of prison yet, but I guess he's serving his full sentencing till September.
When's he coming home?
September 12th is the last day, but we thought he was going to get out a little earlier. But I guess that's not happening. So she was there in honor of Mike.
I love when Lawrence was
I didn't really see anyone else on the carpet because it was just like so unorganized and so crazy that we were like, screw it, let's just go inside and go to the bar and get drinks. And did you watch the show or no? Because you were
no, I haven't seen it. They don't have that channel there.
So there were so many good performances.
I saw on the internet a lot of things. So Miley Marie performed. She wiled out on the stage.
Yeah, I feel like that was at the end. I don't know. I had so much wine.
Did you stay for the whole show?
I don't think so. I think we left early because it was like taking forever to end. And I was like, I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
But I don't remember seeing her performance. But
Taylor
I
just
loved...
opened the show with the entire gay community.
Yeah, that was nice. I loved Missy Elliott because I felt like I was 12 again. Like she was playing like all the old school shit. And none of the audience knew, you know, what the hell she was singing because they were born like yesterday.
Did she flap down, flip it, and reverse it?
Yeah. She was playing like all the good oldie Missy Elliott songs. I was obsessed. Me and Adria were dancing like we were 12 again.
I actually went to an event for her for her Vanguard Award the night before that, the VMAs, with Opal.
Did you meet her?
No, she wasn't there.
Oh.
But
well, she was amazing.
She is, and she brought back that little dancer. Remember that little girl dancer she had on her little
yes,
video?
Yes, Allison Stoner, I think.
Yeah, she came out. She had a shaved head now, and yeah.
Yeah.
Did she dance?
Yeah, she danced.
Taylor Swift.
What
yeah, so Taylor
happened?
Swift. It was funny with Taylor Swift. She had all the drag queens on the show, and all these like you know LGBTQ performers
yes.
with her.
I'm surprised
and
you weren't there to perform.
I know.
With her.
I should have. But then, so there's an impersonator. Her name's Jade Jolie, and she's from RuPaul's Drag Race. She was like, she was on for like a little bit, but she's like a professional Taylor Swift impersonator. So then, when Taylor won the award, I guess she invited all her drag friends up with her, and
yeah.
and John Travolta handed the award to the drag queen and thought it was Taylor Swift.
Oh my God, poor thing.
I know. So it was like you know a big mix of. How hot is John Travolta with that shaved head? So, yeah, I love his shaved head. It looks really, really hot. And then, was there any drama there? Oh, the Hadids were there. Did you run into them in the restroom? The Hadids, the Bella and the and Gigi Hadid.
Oh, no. We weren't allowed in VIP.
What were you in?
We were literally in nosebleed section. It was actually insane. We were like, did we work for MTV or do we not?
Oh, and then there was like a pit where like all the nominees?
Yeah.
So did
yeah,
you get to pay for drinks or you still got free drinks?
We got like two free drinks and we had to wait in line to get the drinks. It was like a stadium, like drink place. So we had to wait in line and then they cut us off because I guess, you know, they cut people off when the show's about to start. So
oh, no.
We couldn't get drinks. Oh my God, we were all so annoyed. We were like, what is going on? I'll never go to an MTV award show again.
No, me either.
Treat us like freaking shit. Like, do we work here or do we?
Did
not
you
work
all
here?
Sit together, or like you were literally sitting? Because people can buy tickets to the show.
Yes, we were sitting with the people that bought the tickets, and we were like, "How come we're not sitting with the MTV talent, which was like all the way over there?" And that's where like Justina was, and
yeah, why weren't you there?
I don't know, bitch. Okay. Just
maybe
to
write. I'm gonna write a letter.
No, yeah, I'm definitely writing a letter.
Yeah, a strongly worded letter.
Like what goes on?
I saw that there was drama. J-Wow's divorce has been finalized. And she
oh my
was
God.
Making
yeah.
statements.
That's
and then
it.
Ronnie got in trouble. There, everyone said Ronnie was wiling out, breaking his sobriety at the awards. So he's
all right,
in
well,
the
let's go one at a time. So Jenny got divorced yesterday.
Yeah.
She is finally finalized after a freaking year. Thank God. I'm so happy for her because she's been so stressed. You know, sometimes divorces can take like years to finalize.
I know. That's just more money, more problems. That's the fucking problem.
Yeah,
I got divorced.
Like,
I would take my my Xanax and leave and like a lady and just get out of there.
Yeah, just like get over it and move on. So thank God she doesn't have to spend any more freaking money on lawyer fees. She can save her money for her kids. And yes, I'm so happy for her. So I'm going to, I think I'm going to throw her a divorce party.
Oh, I want to go.
Obviously, yeah, you're invited. I think they want to film it for the show. We're filming in a couple weeks.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm going to throw a crazy drag divorce party. It's going to be such a good time.
There's been enough. You've hung out with enough gay people this week. Can you just, like, drop it with your gays?
No.
Does that need to be the only one?
No. This
okay.
party has to be insane. So congratulations, JWoww, finally.
Yes.
And then
and
everyone,
Roger. Congratulations
and then in the news
to Roger.
From VMAs, everyone thought that she was pregnant and such fucking bullshit.
JWoww pregnant?
Yeah, that was the headline from the VMAs because she was holding her stomach. It was just the way she was posing. And then one angle, it looked like she had a little belly, but it was literally nothing. It was just like,
well, I wouldn't be surprised because her boyfriend's 21 years old and he's got that strong ass sperm. He can knock anything up, probably.
Oh, yeah, but she's not.
You gotta be careful.
So everyone relax because now she just feels fat and that's rude.
I liked your yellow dress. You looked cute. You did something unexpected. You had a hair clip in and a evil eye hair earring.
Yes. I like evil eye earrings. I found it at Fox's and I was like, oh, these are cute to wear. And I wore a sequin top from my store. And honestly, I didn't feel like fucking getting dressed up. I was so tired that day and the kids were driving me crazy. I was like, there's nowhere I'm wearing a freaking dress, let alone a ball gown. So I just wore high waist black pants. And
did Glad send you that jacket, Glad bag?
What's Glad bag?
Like a big black garbage bag. That's what it looked like.
Oh, I liked it.
It was. I was like, "What the hell is that black garbage bag?"
It wasn't a garbage bag, and it didn't feel like it didn't like have that noise.
Thank you for clarifying.
So yeah, but I thought it was cute. You're rude.
No, you look really cute, and I thought your makeup was a little heavy, but
My makeup was phenomenal. Shout out to Terror.
Yeah, if you want to know anything about it, there's a whole fucking encyclopedia written about it on the internet. You can look at step by step how to do it, what the inspiration was, how the products were applied, the timing of the products that were used, the ingredients in the products that were used, the arm that the makeup artist used to apply the product.
So she's going to be my official makeup artist, and Joey's just going to do my hair now.
Fuck off.
So that's that.
As if. So, and then
Ron.
Yeah, was he riling out? Can you confirm or nor deny?
I can't confirm nor deny. I don't know what was going on, so I was paying attention to the show.
Well, I would be so distracted by those fucking teeth. Why is everyone getting he got real white teeth now.
That's what you want.
I don't want them that white.
So yeah, usually when like you get veneers or whatever, you don't go full white because you'll look like the mask.
Or you look like Nene Leakes.
Yeah, and it's just, it's crazy white. So when we get our teeth done, we're not going to go that crazy though.
No, I'm just going to get, I would look so ridiculous. Like everyone knows I have like fucking gross jacked up teeth with a chipped tooth in the front from Grey Goose bottle. Speaking of teeth, fucking Kim Kardashian was on the internet today trying to sell a teeth whitening. Remember those things that we used to hawk for chump change back in the day in our careers when we
I actually used it and it was working.
Yeah, she's using it. She goes, the reason why I love High Smiles, I was like, because you're getting paid $2 million. That's
no,
why you
probably
like it.
Literally getting paid $500,000 for that.
You don't think it was a million?
I
don't know.
A lot. Definitely over 500,000.
Yeah, just, she's like, I really like my smile. And then she forgot her script. And she's like, she like pauses for a minute and goes, and then. But that
was it
funny.
Like Teresa?
Oh, she's in hot water because she's over in Greece, wilding out. And her daughter's about to go to college this week. And everyone's saying, aren't you supposed to be helping your daughter get to college? And your husband's in ICE custody and you're wilding out in Ibiza or wherever she was, in Greece.
Did you watch her story today?
She wasn't in Greece.
I think she came back in time because Gia moved into college today and she was there.
Oh, that's what it was. I don't know. It was all over the news. People need to mind their business.
She was there on time. Relax, bitches.
Yeah.
Let the freaking woman live.
That was that. What else happened this week? So you did the VMAs and now you're down the shore. Are you filming anytime soon? Or are you going to be around for a while?
No, I'm filming in 2 weeks. That's going to be our long shoot, which I'm like not ready for, but whatever.
Where are you guys going?
Labor Day weekend, so I'm going to be down the shore this weekend and we're going to enjoy because it's basically summer's over, bitch. Like my kids are going back to school next week. I'm so excited.
Do you have pumpkins out yet?
No, not yet, but I'm gonna put them out on my store like ASAP.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be down the shore as well for Labor Day weekend because it's my nephew's 18th birthday, which is exciting.
18th birthday.
Yeah, so we're having
so fast,
so quickly. So I'm gonna be down the shore at my sister's house. I gotta lay low. I literally got off a plane from Russia, And I didn't wild out too much there. I did go out one night, last night, actually. And just went to dinner and went to a couple bars with my friends, my translator friends. And that was fun. I did have a breakdown at the hotel again, though. I'd like to clear the record. But this time it wasn't in public. It was over the phone. I was in my room, and she was trying to throw me out of my room. And
what?
Because she it was a long story, but basically she wanted me to move my room because she fucked up on her schedule and like overbooked the room, and it was like some like wedding party, and they wanted my room, and so they made me move rooms. And I think this is a big inconvenience. I said, between the elevator not working, my key never works every time I come here. The restaurant was literally I got here, the restaurant was ripped out as I'm getting there, ripping out the restaurant. I saw it in the bar in the lobby, so there's literally no room service, nothing to eat, like nothing to drink there. I was like, are you fucking kidding? So I basically went off for her on the phone. I said, this has been a real inconvenience. Because I come here, this is the second time I've come here, and it just gets worse every time. I'm a business traveler over the phone. So then she felt bad and brought me up a box of chocolates and champagne.
Oh, good.
But I left it in the room just to be a dick. I don't travel with some shitty champagne through custom. So that was that. But what did anything wild happen? Oh, I went to the zoo. Oh, my God.
Look at the raccoon. You saw raccoons.
And there's a lot of mommy babies there.
How come
there
were raccoons at a zoo, though? Because it's not
because,
like they're, like you can see
are,
a raccoon anywhere.
But they're not, the ones that you see here, I think they have rabies and they bite you.
Oh.
I don't know. But I saw, the only time, this is the second time I saw raccoons. The first time was in a garbage can at your house.
Yeah, my raccoons love my garden.
Stop. They're so fucking cute. So I was obsessed with that's the only reason I went there. I originally wanted to go to the petting zoo. They have a raccoon petting zoo. It was like an hour and a half away. And I didn't feel like taking the train. Like, I'm driving all the way out there. And no one speaks English here either. So I had to, like, you know, translate this way. I can just look at them and scream at them. And no one knows what I'm saying. But there was a lot of mommy and baby animals there. There was a little some ram or a goat or something that was wiling out trying to eat the mother's milk.
Oh my God.
And like punching her head. And then there was elephant family. There was a mom and dad and a baby elephant. They were cute. And the panda bears were all knocked up. My sister thinks they gave them drugs. So they just lay there. But they weren't talking to me. But everyone was really cute. And it was just a fun day to spend the day. I've never really explored the lay of the land as much as I did this time. But I really enjoyed myself at the zoo. I'll definitely be back to hang out with those raccoons.
Yeah,
people were having, they were sneaking in, what is it called?
What?
Sneak something in, contraband. They were sneaking in contraband. I saw them, they had carrots in their pockets and little apples, and they were giving them to the fucking raccoons just so they could get Peter pictures with them. But I didn't bring any produce with me. I didn't fucking know.
Oh my God, you would have brought like everything.
I know, trying to feed my little squirrel out, my little animals. But they were the cutest thing ever, and it really was a life dream come true because raccoons are my life, and I just want one. I want seven if I could.
I was so jealous.
They were so cute. But then I also kind of got sad at the zoo. The zoo is kind of sad if you think about it. They're like all locked up and like they just want to be like away, like in their family with their house and stuff. But, you know,
I only like going to the zoos that like, rehabilitation zoos. Like,
Where did we go? What was that?
Like Popcorn Zoo.
Yeah, that was fun.
Popcorn Zoo in Jersey is like the best one because, you know, it's all like animals that have cancer or they need surgery and, you know, they're trying to walk again, like all that type of shit. So I donate there all the time and I love them.
Do you remember when that fucking loud ass pellet, what was it with that feather, that big bird with the blue tail? What is it called? A peacock.
Peacock. Yeah.
They chase you in the parking lot and scream at you.
Oh my God, they have a million peacocks there. They're so cute though.
Okay, so I also have not spoken to you since I went on my date.
Okay, yes. Let's hear about this date. Remember, guys?
This. So I went on a date, and it's not what I expected.
Oh, God.
It's fine. It's not, no, everything's good. So the date was lovely. He is like one of the sexiest guys I've ever met. He's so cute and so sweet. And we were like a little nervous when he first got over. He came to my, the thing is he was here visiting his friends and they had like a whole friend's trip planned. So he was able to, so the date, it wasn't a real date, I have to say, it was a real date, but it wasn't because he was able to, his friends had plans like for a couple hours, he had to go somewhere. So he had some time to kill. And he knew about that. So that's why he planned to go to dinner. So it wasn't like when he came to see me here. He was with his friends and had all these plans with his friends. So he couldn't like just, he kind of had to like sneak away to come hang out with me. So like, I wish he had more time like to like, to like come like hang out with me. So with that way, it would be a much different date.
Yeah.
But he had friends. He had to like go. He had obligations. Like he wasn't like just diss his friends like for a guy that, you know, he was, they had plans this big friends weekend. And like, you know, that's like if we all went out to Vegas and I was like, all right, guys, I'm going to go and hang out with this person for a day and a half. Like, sorry, girl. Bye, girl. I'd be like, you know, what are you doing, girl? We're on a friend's vacation. So that's the kind of thing, the vibe it was. But anyway, he came over to my house and we both were a little nervous. So we sat on the couch and I offered him a cocktail and he didn't want one.
He doesn't drink?
No, he does drink. He smokes weed too. He goes, you smoke weed? I was like, yeah. So he pulled out his like little weed test. He started smoking weed on the couch. And then we got relaxed. He's like, and then he's like, do you have water? And then we both announced that we were both nervous because like we've always talked before, but we never met each other. So we were fine after that. So then he's like asking, we go to the kitchen and I'm like, he's like, I'm pouring water in the cup. And then he like grabs me in the kitchen and starts kissing me. And I was like, oh my God. I was like wild. And then if I was like, it was like one of those movies. I was pouring the water in the cup as I was doing it. So I'm like making out. I realized I was over pouring the water, like the entire bottle flooded my stove out because I'm like trying to be like sexy, like with one arm, like,
oh, no, I hate you.
So we meet out in the kitchen for a little bit and then we go back to the couch and then we're like, okay, what do you want to go to for dinner? So we both decided we wanted to go to Mexican, so we went to this place.
Mexican, why? What if you put it in your butt? You shit everywhere.
Okay, girl, I'm getting to that.
Oh my God.
So we go, we get to the restaurant. And I don't know if it was the weed I was smoking or like whatever. I'm feeling like, you know, a little uneasy. I didn't have a drink that day yet until we sat down. So I was a little shaky as it is. So I order a margarita. She orders a sangria. And we're sitting there and you're having a really good time. Great conversation. There's no awkwardness. It's just like, I feel really comfortable with him.
What are you
super
talking about? Like adult stuff?
No, just like regular goofy stuff, talking about each other. Like I didn't really know a lot about him. He told me about where his family's from. He told me about his time in the Marines and like what he does for work and like what he, you know, all different stuff, who he lives with, like what things like that. So we're catching up and then we're sitting at dinner and I go, I feel like I had to shit. And we're like, I just ordered a drink and we're sitting there. So I say, I was like,
I gotta see.
I said, this drink is really going through me. Or this, all this water is just silly. I was like, I'm gonna go pee, but I really knew I had to shit. So then I go to the bathroom and then there was a guy in there, so I didn't want to. And then I was like, by the time I went down there, I was like, I didn't want to like be gone for too long. So he thought I was shitting. So it's like, it ended up, it's gonna take too long. I was like, never mind, I'm not gonna do it. I'm just gonna pee.
Oh my
God. So I go back to the table and we're sitting there. And then all of a sudden, like within 3 minutes, the time I shit myself in the car, it was happening at the table. I was cramping up and I was starting to sweat. I was like, I have to shit. I was like, what are you going to think? I just went to the bathroom 3 minutes ago.
You idiot.
So I was like, fuck. So I'm sitting there and like, I'm like, oh God, oh God. And then it's like, and he's talking and I'm not listening to a word he's saying. I'm just dozing off thinking. And then I just spat it out. I said, I have to shit. I screamed it out loud. I was like too much anxiety to like, I was like worrying about like what I was going to say and how I was going to do it. So I just came out with the truth.
It's happening.
So he was like, oh my God, please. He was like, I don't care. He's like, just go. So then I went to the bathroom. I was like, oh, that's so much better. And then I had to go. We're leaving. Dinner was great. Everything was fun. We shared food. We had like, he loves to pick out, which I love to do as well. So it's just like fun. And we had like the same food taste and like everything was great. And then we're leaving. So I'm going to pee before we go. And then I was like, you know, I should pee before I go. But I really went to the bathroom and shit again. And then we get And then we get to the club. We get to the bar and I have to immediately shit again.
I think it was like a combination of like the Mexican, the nervous shit. Like I.
But I like, he must think I was.
The weed.
I was like, he must think I'm a disgusting pig. I was like, I wouldn't even want to go anywhere near me unless I like did a full shower and douche. Like, you know, because I've been shitting all day. So I was like, oh my God, are you disgusted by me? He's like, no. He's like, I don't care, whatever. It's like, blah, blah, blah. So he didn't care. So then we get back to the house. Oh no, then we go out and meet friends. We met a friend of his that he was like, we met the group of friends he was with. They were off doing one thing, but they were like going back to the house to go to bed because they had to be up the next morning early. They had to like be at the, I don't know, they were maybe going to ground zero. I don't know. They had to be there at sightseeing at 8 o'clock in the morning. They had to leave the house. So I was nervous that he wasn't going to come sleep over because I really wanted to cuddle and use my chest as a pillow, like we discussed.
Right.
So he ends up, his friends were like kind of get a little pissy, like, because he thought like we were just going to go to dinner and then they were going to go run it and do their drinks together and stuff. And he didn't want to like interrupt on their friend date, whatever. So it was kind of weird. So he's like, and we ended up like, you know, drinking and then he came over. And then we like watched, we ordered diner food when we got home and we watched Netflix and movies and things like that. And then we kind of like went to bed and cuddled and nothing happened. We didn't have sex or anything.
Well, what the hell? Why didn't you initiate it?
Because I think we were sleep. We were like drunk and tired and literally like passed out. And then the morning he had to leave so early. Like I was woken up by him like giving me a kiss and he was like fully dressed and had to like run to go to meet his friends. So it was like, it wasn't like a true date, because if it was a normal situation, we'd be like sleep in and like roll over and be like, babe, I love the mornings and like have sex and stuff. But I think next time it'll happen though.
I'm disappointed.
I know. I really thought I was going to get it. I had the condoms and lube ready. They were in my nightstand.
Damn it.
I know, but he was a complete gentleman and we did cuddle and hang out. So it was very sweet, but you know, he lives not far. He lives in DC. So he's coming back here on Columbus Day, so we're going to see each other then. But, you know, I was keeping it cash. And, you know, I'm glad we didn't fuck on the first date because then there's nothing to look forward to.
Yeah, you were ready for it, bitch. You had your condoms and lube.
I know, and I had the shower attachment hooked up just in case I had to clean myself out.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, he is, if you're listening, you know who you are. no, but he's very, very cute, very sweet. We get along really well. There's no uncomfortableness. There's no shyness. Remember when you first went on the date with Gianni and you said you were going to the bathroom and then you went to the bar and started pounding shots and he saw you?
Wait, did I ever tell that story?
I'd like you to share it now with the group, if you may.
Well, the first time I went on a date with Gianni, it was like after, you know, I met him at Karma and it was like the first time we were hanging out like off camera. So like we could actually have a conversation and be like normal people. So he met me at this restaurant like 40 minutes away from my mom's house, and it was kind of like hibachi. So they were cooking in front of us and it was really fun, and I don't know, I was just like really nervous, and I needed like 10 vodka shots to like loosen up because I just really liked him and he was cute and I didn't know what to do with myself. So he went to the bathroom and I was like,
up by your mom's house?
Yeah. So he was like, I want to go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay, me too, I have to pee. And he walks to the bathroom. Like, I pretend I was walking to the bathroom with him. And I opened the women's door, like, ready to go in. And then once I saw that he was in the men's bathroom, I, like, ran out of the fucking bathroom.
But is the bathroom by the bar?
Yeah.
Well, what did you, boys go faster than girls. You should have known that.
Maybe he was going to, like, poop or something or fix his hair. I don't know. So I was like, oh, my God, can you please, like, get me, like, 2 vodka shots really, really quick? Because I was like, I'm on a date. I don't want him to see that I'm, like, taking shots. And he gave me the shots and I was like throwing 4 back right away. And I was like, he's still in the bathroom. Thank God. I'm going to be loosey goose. I'm going to be like fun now. I'm not so nervous. And then I turned to walk back to the bathroom. So like, you know, when he walks out, then I'm going to be walking out of the bathroom. And he was just staring at me in the corner. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, hello.
Did he come up to you at the bar or he went back to the table?
No, I was walking to the bathroom and he was waiting for me in the bathroom. But like he saw me at the bar, so he was just standing there, like watching me.
I got sidetracked.
No, I was like, you know, sometimes we get indigestion from the hibachi food, so like vodka helps it settle. Like that's what I said.
The fucking kind of drunk lie is that?
That's what I said. And he was like, oh, okay, weird. So after that, it was more awkward. He was like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? She has to take 4 shots to friggin' digest her food.
Oh.
It was so stupid. But I mean, at the end of the day, like we were, you know, we were fine. Because we got married. Hello.
Yeah, 3 kids later.
But I don't know how you do it with dating. I get so nervous. I don't know what to do, especially like if you like the person. Like, how do you just be normal?
I mean, you just gotta take the drink, okay, girl?
Yeah, get wasted.
Okay, so before we go into stuff, guys, I would like to talk about my big announcement that I had today that I had to keep in for many, many moons. It's like 6 months already. I am going to be competing on Chopped on the Food Network.
Yes, queen. It's big great, guys.
I know. So it's this Tuesday, September 3rd at 9 p.m. on Food Network. So I was Nicole knows how the fucking mess I was. I had to audition and I had to like do all these crazy videotapes and do all these things. And it was so nerve wracking. And I was like, it was the scariest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, Joey was so nervous and like overthinking things. And I know the result of what happened, but I can't say.
Yeah.
But Joey, you killed it. I don't care. You killed
it. I know. It was good. So it's one of my favorite shows. You know, I love cooking and stuff like that. I just think it's funny that how like how it all came about. It's like, you know, I just kind of like always wanted to do that. And then I like put it out into the universe. I put it on my vision board. And then it just happened. It was literally put in my lap. And I couldn't be happier. It was like so nerve-wracking because I take it so seriously. So I don't know if I was funny or not. I don't even remember. It was such a whirlwind of emotions. I'm sure there's some funny moments, but it was like literally like I was like, I didn't care what I looked like. I looked like a fat sloth because I was just there to like cook and like and try to impress it. And I thought it was going to be the judges from the Chopped judges. So that's why I was really nervous. But it ended up with just the Brady Bunch of the judges. And
the Brady, what's that mean?
The judges were the Brady Bunch.
Oh, like, literally the Brady Bunch?
The cast of the Brady Bunch.
Oh my God.
So I cooked for like Jan and like Greg and Bobby, I think.
Stop. It was,
and they're like 95 years old. So it's like, oh my God. So like I was in chef mode. And then after I'm cooking, I'm realizing it's like, you know, you'll see them in the show, but like, you know, I should have been like cooking more for like real people instead of like trying to do crazy chef tricks and things that they don't really care about, you know? So like, I was like, that's like the one thing I was really hoping that the real judges were there. But at the end of the day, it was so much fun. And yeah, you have to see, watch what happens on the Food Network.
All right. So when is this airing? Do you have an air date yet?
Yeah. The air date is Tuesday, September 3rd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Food Network. And then it replays a bunch of times that week.
Oh my God.
So you set your DVRs and watch it. And then you can see how nervous I'm. I don't even remember what I did, if I was nervous. I didn't cut myself or anything. I don't think I did.
You didn't you didn't have go-go juice?
No, I don't think I drank. It was so early in the morning.
Weird.
It was literally at like 5 a.m.
That's really early.
Yeah, so and I was like, and I don't want to like get like tipsy and like cut my finger off. I can stay vigilant. But you know, it's like, you know, you have to go up and like, chefs, what I prepared for you, or judges, what I prepared for you is.
But are you so nervous?
Yeah, one of the best ingredients was fucking terrifying and you would have killed yourself. I'm not telling you what it is. But
tell me.
I can't tell you. You have to watch. I get in trouble. I signed a contract.
Is it like an insect?
It was something that was alive. And then, yeah, it was alive.
And then you
alive.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a freaking murderer. I hate you.
I know. So it was terrifying. But I have
oh
the best
my
time.
God.
I again. So anyone else out there that wanted me to be on their food show, let me know, girl.
Yeah.
Anything else you should discuss before we hop into celeb gossip?
I think that's it, Queen.
I do agree. Okay, so I have some fun stuff to talk about. Let me pull up my notes. Okay, so speaking of eating, so this is celebrity gossip. This is what is it called? Current events.
Current
events. So Popeyes and Chick-fil-A are in a wild feud because...
Oh, God.
Do you see the sandwich, the drama with the sandwich? Apparently, so Chick-fil-A's been known to have this, their sandwich out for years, this chicken sandwich. And then Popeye's just had never had a chicken sandwich. And everyone doesn't like Chick-fil-A because they're racist and they hate gay people. And they support Trump and they're like horrible right-wing like people that like, you know, they donate to all these charities that do like horrible things. So everyone's like boycotting them.
Okay.
So then Popeyes came out with chicken sandwich, and everyone's like, oh, thank God. So apparently Popeyes ran out of chicken sandwiches because they didn't know it was going to be so popular. The lines have been around the corner and out the door.
Oh, wow.
Now they're being shady to each other on social media. So Chick-fil-A said, we don't run out of sandwiches on their billboard. And then the Chick-fil-A, and then Popeyes says, we don't. Oh, because I guess Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays. So they said, we're not closed on Sundays because people need to eat. Well, but they're fighting via billboard right now. I just think it's funny that chicken sandwiches are like, there's so much drama around it. I haven't tried either. I mean, I've had the Chick-fil-A one, but I don't know where the hell a Popeyes is. Do you?
I never had either, honestly.
I think, should we do a challenge at our next video shoot?
No, we're trying to be skinny bitch.
Oh, right. Okay. So we love it. You know, I'm about a lot of true crime drama. There's all this investigation and like and facts and pretty much pictures that Steve Jobs is still alive.
How?
He's in Egypt. Someone's
is this a conspiracy theory?
Well, there's photos and there's literally a photo of him in Egypt and like all these photos have been following him around and there's apparently he faked his death and And maybe he sold the gold to... I don't know, girl. There's drama. I have to look into it because there's like all this investigational work on it. About
why would he fake his death?
Why does anyone fake their death? I mean, they do it for like money or like they maybe a better
offer.
He
doesn't need freaking money.
I don't know. Maybe he hated his wife and hated Apple.
Yeah, maybe he just wanted to start over.
A fresh start in Egypt. But he's wearing a gown and he's sitting at a table smoking a cigarette in the picture. I don't have
Ani. Well, what if it's his twin? Because everyone has a twin in the world. Remember you met a twin in Vegas and you meet out with him?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Maybe it is him. I don't know. I'm fascinated by people that fake their deaths. Like, does that really happen?
I'm who like, do you know that fake their deaths before?
I don't know. I'm sure. So I'll have to deep dive into the news.
I think you should fake your death.
Okay. Well, Princess Diana, they're claiming, not that she's claiming that she's not dead. Princess Diana was, you know, killed in a car crash running from the paparazzi in Paris. We all know that. But now there's a new podcast out. And they're opening the trial again. The courts are opening the trial again because this podcast that has all this new investigational work and new things. And apparently it was everyone said there was always conspiracy that it could have been an inside job, but now there's even more drama about the inside job. Like, did the husband have her killed? But then like, why would a driver like forfeit his life just for maybe, I don't know what it is, but I don't know very much about it yet, but I'm just getting everyone know about it, putting it on the radar, because if you know stuff about it, tell me in my, slide in my DMs and let me know. But I want to find out all about what's going on with Diana. This is fascinating to me. You know, I love true crime dramas.
Yeah, same.
I ended up been watching that other one, Syed Mahid or whatever his name was. A new one I watched. I forget his name, Syed. It's a show that it's a teenage boy, high schooler that apparently kills his girlfriend, but it's all conspiracy theory. He was set up. We don't know if he killed enough. He's doing life in prison right now, but it's not true, and they're trying to get him out. So basically, he was wrongfully convicted, and there's all this drama. There's a podcast called Serial, and it's all about this investigation. So it's like they've made it famous now, and he is, you know, he's trying to get appeals and stuff. So I'm all about this. Listen to Serial podcast. It's real good.
What goes on?
So that was that. And then also, you know, my friend Gypsy Rose Blanchard, you know, the one that had her mom killed.
She's not your friend.
We're going to be friends when she gets out. She broke off her engagement for one day. It was so much drama. She was engaged to a guy named Ken while in prison. They're supposed to get married this September. And then they called their engagement off. And then the next day they got back together. So all's good in the world again. But I do want to get the exclusive podcast when she gets out. From prison, or maybe I'll visit her in prison.
Yeah, why don't you visit her in prison and establish the relationship, and then once she gets out, then she can come to the studio.
Okay.
Yes, please.
So the Venice Film Festival is right now in Venice, Italy, and all the stars are there, like all the models, you know, but they go to that fucking Cannes Film Festival, it's the same one, it's like it's in Venice, and they all wear like fancy dresses, and they watch movies and go to fucking events on yachts and shit.
So drummer.
All the usual hoes are there, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, it's interesting. But there's one unusual hoe that we'd never even think is there, and we don't know what the fuck's going on. Guess who it is? And she's like on the red carpet, and she had a wardrobe malfunction.
Tara Reid.
Very close. It's Farrah Marie Abraham.
Stop it.
She's at the Venice fucking Film Festival, and she's on the red carpet, and she has, I'm just going to say it, her pussy's exposed. She's sitting there standing with her pussy out on the red carpet in the Venice. I know. I thought it'd be funnier than it was, but it didn't turn. Her snurb is fully exposed on the red carpet in Venice Film Festival, trying to be fancy. You trashy
slut.
Wait,
I have to Google this.
Yeah.
What do I put in?
It's just Farrah Abraham's Venice pussy. Venice snurb exposed. Wardrobe malfunction. And so she brought her daughter with her. They're on like a La Gondola. Driving around saying, "We are now we're off to the next festival." It's like, how the fuck did this bitch, who'd she blow to get in there?
Maybe you could just show up.
You can't just show up. You have to be on a invite list. You have to like take a little boat to get there.
Oh my God, her crotch is out.
You see it?
Stop.
Pinch a dress on. You know, try to be classy. It's like, of course, the one trash box that Layla and lets her snurb will all hang out for everyone to see.
Oh my God, what a
thing. Fucking mess! Can you imagine?
I would die. I would literally die.
I know. Wait. So the last story, and this is I have a live exclusive for this. My good friend Lindsay Marie Lohan is back in the studio recording a new album.
Who?
Lindsay Lohan.
Wait, she's making music.
She's making music again, and I have an exclusive clip of her first single off the album called Xanax.
No, you're lying.
I swear on my mother. She has a song called Xanax out, and it's coming out. It's not out yet, but I have an exclusive clip that I've obtained via via source, and it's about the stress of the meteor and how Xanax comes. I don't think it's about the pills. It's about being in the spotlight, you know, like all her songs are. Remember Rumors? That was a good one. So I'll think about more about the song, but let me hear the exclusive clip that I have for Lindsay Lohan's new song, Xanax, without further ado.
Oh, my God.
Ready?
Stay away from you, but you get me high. Oh, my God.
Get high.
Only person in this town that I like. This is like if I can take one more trip for the night. She sounds weird.
She's auto-tuned.
Only one reason I came here.
To buy drugs.
People, I can't get down. I got here at 10. Mykonos, bed.
That was it.
First of all, she actually does have a good singing voice. Remember when she was
she's from the Mickey Mouse Club. I love that song. I'm tired of rumors starting. I'm sick of being followed.
Yeah. She used to have a really good singing voice, and that just doesn't sound like her singing voice. Was she high when she wrote the song?
Well, I'm hoping. I had to take on the plane ride home. Oh, let me just tell you what it has. Makes a return to triumph. Oh, here, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read the exclusive article that I wrote this myself.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan teased new music on Instagram on May 31st. That's what I want to read.
God.
The full version of Xanax is expected to drop soon. Calm down. Now that MTV has canceled the short-lived show, she has time to bring up the bangers back to the club once more, and everyone in the VIP bottle service lounge will soon be reaping the benefits. I guess the song's about, you know, calming yourself down. Guess take one more trip.
She's getting high.
Chilled out. Slow some beat. Xanax on the night. That's what it's called. So yeah. So if get yourself some Xanax and listen to the new tune. It'll be dropping soon on Lindsay's social media. I had an emergency Xanax moment on the plane. I had a very
luxurious. You looked like you were having a blast on the plane.
As soon as I stopped playing. Literally, I have a glass of Chardonnay in my hand. Or not Chardonnay. It was a Spanish wine. So I'm drinking wine. All of a sudden, the plane starts shaking like a fucking earthquake. Like, and I never experienced this in my life. Like, I've had turbulence before, but this was like fucking. Like,
did you think that was it?
I thought it was. So I screamed, "Mommy!" I was screaming my mother's name. I was like, "Mom, Mom! Oh my god! Oh my god!" I'm screaming because they're staring at me. Everyone's drinks went flying. Literally, wine glasses are flying around first class. The kitchen thing, all their carts got knocked over. It was a fucking terrifying nightmare. So I'm screaming. I didn't have my pills in reach. I couldn't get up. My pills were above me in the thing. So as soon as I could calm down, I like ripped my bag down. And I was shaking. I didn't want to spill wine, so I started chugging the wine. I literally gulped it down in one gulp, and then I got my pills finally, ordered another Chardonnay, and I was like, calm myself down. Then I knocked myself out, so I don't even know what the rest of the flight was like. I woke up and I was home. I was like, thanks fucking God. It was terrifying. I know. Well, this was lovely.
Amazing.
Yeah, so thank you for tuning in, and then we'll be back next week with more drama. I'm going to try to get into some wild stuff this week to really, really wow everyone with next week's performance.
Well, we wish everyone a happy Labor Day weekend.
Fun. Stay safe out there.
Enjoy because you're probably going back to school soon. So have a great time. Get wasted. Don't drink and drive. And spiral.
Yeah, and don't forget to tune in to Chopped, my episode on Tuesday, September 3rd, on the Food Network at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Kura.
Yes, queen. Congrats, girl.
All right. Thanks, girl. Bye.
Bye, girl.
It's happening.